Montezuma's Daughter by H. Rider Haggard. Note: the more unpronounceable of the Aztec names are shortened in many instances out of consideration for the patience of the reader. Thus Popocatépetl becomes Popo, Huitzilcoatl becomes Huitzil, and so on. The prayer in chapter 26 is freely rendered from Jourdanet's French translation of Fray Bernardino de Sahagún's History of New Spain, written shortly after the conquest of Mexico. Book 6, Chapter 5, to which the monumental work and to Prescott's admirable history, the author of this romance is much indebted. The portents described as heralding the fall of the Aztec Empire, and many of the incidents and events written of in this story, such as the annual personation of the god Tezcatlipoca by a captive, distinguished for his personal beauty and destined to sacrifice, are in the main historical. The noble speech of the Emperor Guatemoc to the Prince of Tacuba, uttered while they were both suffering beneath the hands of the Spaniards, is also authentic. Dedication. My dear Jeb, strange as were the adventures and escapes of Thomas Wingfield, once of this parish, whereof these pages tell, your own can almost equal them in these latter days, and since a fellow feeling makes us kind, you at least they may move to a sigh of sympathy. Among many a distant land, you know, that in which he loved and fought, following vengeance in his fate, and by your side I saw its relics and its peoples, its volcans and its valleys. You know even where lies the treasure which, 3 centuries and more ago, he helped to bury. The countless treasure that an evil fortune held us back from seeking. Now the Indians have taken back their secret, and though many may search, none will lift the graven stone that seals it. Nor shall the light of day shine again upon the golden head of Montezuma. So be it. The wealth which Cortes wept over, and his Spaniards sinned and died for, is for ever hidden yonder by the shores of the bitter lake, whose water gave up to you that ancient horror, the veritable and sleepless god of sacrifice, of whom I would not rob you, and for my part, I do not regret the loss. What cannot be lost? What to me seem of more worth than the dead hero Guatemoc's gems and jars of gold, are the memories of true friendship shown to us far away beneath the shadow of the slumbering woman, and it is in gratitude for these that I ask your permission to set your name within a book which, were it not for you, would never have been written. I am, my dear Jeb, always sincerely yours, H. Rider Haggard. The slumbering woman is the volcano Iztaccíhuatl in Mexico. Ditchingham, Norfolk, October the 5th, 1892. To J. Gladwin Jeb, Esquire. Note: worn out prematurely by life of hardship and extraordinary adventure, Mr. Jeb passed away on March the 18th, 1893, taking with him the respect and affection of all who had the honour of his friendship. The author has learned with pleasure that the reading of his tale in proof and the fact of its dedication to himself afforded him some amusement and satisfaction in the intervals of his suffering. H.R.H., March 22nd, 1893. End of note and dedication. Chapter 1. Why Thomas Wingfield Tells His Tale. Now glory be to God who has given us this victory. It is true. The strength of Spain is shattered. Her ships are sunk or fled. The sea has swallowed her soldiers and sailors by hundreds and by thousands. And England breathes again. Oh, they came to conquer, to bring the torture and the stake. To do us, free Englishmen, as Cortes did by the Indians of Anahuac, our manhood to the slave bench.